Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Peter, thank you for joining us. As always, it's great to have you on. I want to bring you on with something I'm guessing you may not have heard. As ridiculous as that Raiders game ended yesterday, have you heard it in Spanish on the Raiders Spanish radio network?
I want it.
Harry Ruiz, and here you go.
Profundos en el campo, solo presión de tres. Ramondre Stevenson con el acarreo. Y Stevenson sigue de pie. Avanza de la 45 a la 40, a la 35, a la 30. Lanza el pase hacia atrás con Jacoby Myers. Y los Patriotas ahora simplemente. Chandler Jones intercepta el pase. Chandler Jones se mantiene de pie. Chandler Jones se va. Hasta la cocina. Touchdown. Chandler Jones lo hizo. Consiguió el balón con los Patriotas intentando lanzar pases laterales. Y los Raiders, de la manera más improbable posible en la historia del fútbol americano, han ganado este partido. ¡Wow! Lo veo y no lo creo.
Feliz Navidad, Peter.
Listen, he sounds like Andres Cantor, the Argentinian. After the final penalty kick goal gave Argentina the win, poor Andres Cantor, he's like weeping through his announcing in the last minute and a half of the biggest call of his life. That was unbelievable, really.
With the money that Amazon spent on Al Michaels, with the money that ESPN has given Joe Buck, I think I fire both those guys and hire Harry Ruiz of the Raiders.
Yeah, he's great.
That was fantastic.
Hey, how about this? Okay, so look, I'm in Brooklyn and I'm getting ready to watch the football games, but of course I'm watching this thrilling World Cup game, and all of a sudden I look at the clock. I said, okay, hey, it's like 10 minutes before kickoff. They're still playing. I mean, they were just in penalty kicks then. I said, are they going to be done? And so literally 4 minutes before the Jets and Lions kicked off at the Meadowlands, Fox soccer handed it to, whoever was doing it. Oh, it was Ian Eagle and Charles Davis at the Meadowlands. I said, man, it's a good thing that this thing got out on time. They almost risked preempting some of the football.
Peter, it's Jets and Lions. Where's your dignity?
I have none. But hey, Jets and Lions this year, it's like, who would have thought Thursday night, when we saw the NFL schedule at the beginning of the year, we were mocking Amazon. Because Amazon had paid double what Fox paid for it last year for the Thursday night games. And their big pennant race game on December 22, week 16, huge week for football in the NFL. is two of the worst three teams in football, Jacksonville and the Jets. And now, this is going to sound lunatic. I think Jacksonville's running the table. And if they beat Tennessee in Week 18, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be playing a home playoff game on January 14th.
They're going to have to do that in London?
That's how insane this is.
Is it a home game in London for them?
Yeah, I bet the owner wishes it was a home game in London, but no.
Since we're talking about just ridiculous endings, it was pretty ridiculous for the Indianapolis Colts from halftime on. And Jeff Saturday is, you know, wearing as much egg on his face as humanly possible, considering 30-point leads had been 1,548, 1-1 in the history of football. What went wrong there? And is there any doubt that Jeff Saturday will be broadcasting from a studio in Bristol next year, almost on that alone?
I really don't. I mean, it's easy to sit here right now and say, well, that blew Saturday's chances. Guys, the coach of the Indianapolis Colts is Jimmy Irsay. And he is going to do what he wants to do. And I'm not saying that Saturday is in or out or whatever. I don't think. Look, that game made everybody look bad. You know, Matt Ryan in the last, beyond midway through the third quarter, in the worst Super Bowl loss ever and in the worst regular season game loss ever, has now been outscored by 70-3. And so there's a lot of people with egg on their faces. And again, my biggest problem with Jeff Saturday the other day, and it's actually a huge problem, my biggest problem with Jeff Saturday is exactly what he did, down the stretch with like, I don't know, minute and a half to go, whatever. He could have, he could have kicked a field goal to go up by 2.5 minutes to go. Could have kicked a field goal to go up by 11. And instead, he went for the quarterback sneak with Matt Ryan, and he didn't make it. And then you say, well, wait a second. A 54-yard field goal isn't a gimme. And that's what it would have been. I understand that. The kicker on his team, Chase McLaughlin, at that moment, was 8 of 10 between 50 and 55 yards in the season. And he made 49 and 52-yard field goals in the winless dome on Saturday. And in both of those cases, the ball hit either the net behind the goalpost or the railing behind the goalpost. And so clearly, a 54-yard field goal was not going to be the biggest stretch. Anyway, I'm just simply saying I'd question him more in strategy than I would as a blanket indictment for his team blowing a 33-point lead.
And yet, it probably wasn't like the worst moment of the weekend. It was in the team photo for sure, but, you know, there's the Jacoby Myers brain spasm. And then there's Tom Brady simply, I don't know if this is the right word to use, but I'll use it anyway, just collapsing in the third quarter against Cincinnati when they've got possessions five straight times and they end in turnovers. So I actually don't know what the question is from there. Is this the most bizarre weekend you've ever experienced?
I was actually thinking about that last night. And, you know, I think the biggest issue I have with what happened in that game, I would start it pretty much kind of before Brady. Okay? And because I think in many cases, we can look at, we can look at specific plays and say, okay, this is fully responsible for what happened. And this mistake is awful and all that other stuff. And there's no question that Brady played a gigantic hand in this loss. But I guess here's the thing that I will always wonder about. The Bucs are up 17-0. They get the ball to start the third quarter. They got 4th-and-1 at their own 26. They're up by 17 points. fourth and one. They fake a punt, which Gio Bernard does not know is coming. Okay? And it hits off Gio Bernard's helmet. Bengals recover in five plays later. Whatever it is, they kick a field goal and then go on, and the route is on. The only thing I'm saying is I thought the game was very poorly coached and managed in the second half by Tampa. Both, how in the world are you the special teams coordinator, you know, for this team? Or how are you the head coach of that team and you okay that to happen? And clearly, even if you do okay it, how does the up back, the personal protector, not know that the fake is on? I mean, that's I'm not saying it's a fireable offense. It's time to put whatever coach called that and the player who didn't know was coming, Gio Bernard, it's time to put them on double secret probation.
I love Animal House references from Peter King on a Monday of, well, really, it's been a spectacular weekend of football and football. Basically, if football is associated with your sport, you had a hell of a weekend. This whole crazy week 15 began all the way back on Thursday, which feels like ancient history at this point, Peter. But we saw Brock Purdy go and do what very few quarterbacks of any pedigree have done with the Niners, which is win in Seattle. And maybe that's a little bit on the, you know, the Seahawks going in the wrong direction at this time of the year as well. But we've seen nearly three full games now out of Brock. As you look at him, as you talk to your colleagues about him, you got a comp? You got an inkling of where this may go? Have you seen enough to think, this team might be the first football team that can honestly say, with a third-string quarterback, they might not miss a beat?
A better comp than Tom Brady, honestly, because it's silly to compare. You know, for a lot of different reasons in this.
Sure.
You know, honestly, a better comp, and again, it's almost silly to compare him to this player, too, is Kurt Warner. Because remember, when Kurt Warner took over the Rams, the year he took them over, whatever, 99, 2000, whatever year it was, you know, remember that they were already down a couple quarterbacks, and they did not have a great alternative.
Trent Green and, going down.
Yeah, Trent Green going down in the hit from Rodney Harrison, I think in the last preseason game. And what was interesting in that time, there's a lot of pressure on Dick Vermeil and Mike Martz, the offensive coordinator at the time, to go get Jeff Hostetler, who was free. And Vermeil is the one who stuck up for Kurt Warner and say, hey, this guy knows our offense. I feel really good about him. I've seen him in practice. Let's go with Warner. And a lot of people rolled their eyes and said, okay, Dick, you crazy old bat crap uncle. We'll see what happens. But and that's why this reminds me a little bit of Brock Purdy, because even after the Miami game, you know, even you know, after that game, even though it was 33-17, and Brock Purdy actually widened significantly widened the lead, you know, in that game. I mean, what I will always remember about that one is sitting with Kyle Shanahan after the game and him saying, I think this guy's going to be okay. Now, he has to think that, and he has to say that, and he has to project that image to his team. And I understand exactly why he did that. So, you know, what has happened, you know, in the three games since, you know, it's crazy. He's averaged 30 points a game. And I know Mike Silver wrote the column about Brady, which was really an interesting column, I thought, and all that. And I was thinking the exact same thing. Could Brady actually play in December at Levi's and then be back there as the quarterback the following September, you know, 9 months later or 10 months later? And now I say, I mean, it just sounds crazy, the words to come out of your mouth. why would anybody not want to give Brock Purdy a real chance? You know, and, you know, the interesting point, obviously, and there will be plenty of time to talk about this, is obviously how Kyle will handle the off season and whether he'll open up the competition, Purdy versus Trey Lance, you know, or whatever. I have no idea what he'll do. But he has actually made it so that right now, I, along with everybody else who does this for a living, I mean, I think one of the coolest matchups of this postseason, if you tell me right now that the 49ers are in good health approaching the final weekend in January, the game I want to see maybe even more than Buffalo, Kansas City, the game I want to see is Brock Purdy of the Eagles. I mean, how fun would that be? Because the Eagles would be facing this stone wall, you know, of a defense. But, hey, all you can do at this point is pray for good health.
So you said Eagles before either Ray or I did, Peter. What do you make of the early returns here on a shoulder injury for Jalen Hurts?
Whenever you hear something like that, and the first impulse by the team and by everybody who covers the team is to minimize it, is to downplay it. And look, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, as we sit here right now, have a 3-game lead on the Dallas Cowboys. They'd have to go 0-3. The Cowboys would have to go 3-0 to lose this division. And most likely they'd have to go, you know, they would have to go 0-3 to lose home field. All right. So I am concerned about it, but you know what I'm a little bit more concerned about? If it's really kind of a significant injury and they're just not saying it, and then think about if let's just say, for the sake of argument, because this is gonna sound kind of impossible, but I mean, imagine if he did not play another football game for 5 weeks. Because, you know, the divisional round of the playoffs is 5 weeks away.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit stale for me. So we're going to see, but I would anticipate that he would play some the rest of the year. But I mean, I probably have said this 6 times on this show, Parcells, his favorite cliche, and he has 1,000 of them, is they don't sell insurance for that stuff. We just don't know what's going to happen.
Is there any value, specifically in terms of the 49ers, but in general, for a team with a big lead and sort of having their playoff fate already settled for the most part, in trying to do anything different between now and the end of the regular season, either in terms of offensive scheme or resting guys or trying to give guys, you know, multiple weeks off so they can get healthier? Or is football just a different cat that way?
I think the only way I would really rest guys is if they definitely needed it. We've just seen too many examples of coaches who tried to rest guys and it went poorly. You know, Tony Dungy still to this day thinks that resting his team has nothing to do with some of the Colts' failures in the playoffs. But, you know, what is he going to say? And what's Mike McCarthy going to say, you know, about the year that he rested Aaron Rodgers and I think he had 19 days off before they played a playoff game and the Giants beat him 900-0? And so, I just think it's too risky. I've always thought it's too risky. Football's a rhythm game, and I think you have to stay in rhythm. Can you just imagine if you're a basketball player and you clinched everything and your coach said, We're taking the next 3 weeks off until the second round of the playoffs because we really don't need to play right now. I just don't think it's smart, that's all. So I don't know what you can do differently, but I'm sure that Kyle will measure everything before he makes his final decision.
Peter King here on Damon and Ratto. So with all the spectacular games, with all of the historic comebacks, I want to actually ask you about a player who didn't play this week, because I think something, maybe nothing is interesting other than an abundance of caution. But the Broncos, apparently healthy, scratched Russell Wilson. Is that just extra caution, or is there something more to it?
No, I think it was extra caution. I don't think there's anything at all nefarious about it. I don't think it is Nathaniel Hackett saying, let's see if the backup can play better than Wilson. And honestly, Brett Rypien, even though he wasn't great, he still put up more points in a full game than Russell Wilson had this year. So just a weird coincidental series of events. The Broncos need in the last 3 weeks of the season, if they can, to try to get Russell Wilson back playing like Russell Wilson. And again, it doesn't make any sense at all to sit him now, at least in my opinion. And if I were Nathaniel Hackett, he absolutely would not be sitting. Because all you're doing, if you're sitting him when he's definitely healthy enough to play, is you're putting that bit of doubt not only in his mind, but in the mind of the fans. You know, I don't know. I don't see anything funny about it at all. You know.
Okay. At this point, is there much difference for the 49ers whether they finish second in the conference or third, given the fact that, you know, whoever they play, you know, is significantly worse than they are, and the difference between playing in a domed stadium in Minnesota at home in San Francisco, how significant is that? Is there a huge advantage in them finishing second rather than third?
I don't really think so. I mean, the only big advantage is knowing that, and this is an advantage, but lately in the NFL and the playoffs, home field has not been the great decider of anything, really. But the biggest thing is, you play your first two games at home rather than play one at home and then likely the other one on the road. But I don't really think it's that big an advantage, Ray.
I think it was maybe the Dan Lebatard show that released a clip of you talking about smoking a doobie with the Doobie Brothers. And that immediately led me to think, if you had to put together like the top three draft picks of bands or artists that you could smoke a doobie with, what's your draft board look like? Take me into the smoking a doobie with war room of Peter King.
Oh, my God. I mean, look, I have not smoked a doobie in, 20 years probably.
Come on out
Which
here.
Which was we the last time anybody used the word doobie.
We can take care of you, Peter.
No. Yeah, you're right. Doobie is a term for people of a certain age, of a certain age. But I guess because I am of a certain age, probably the first guy I would think of is Bono. I think that would kind of be fun, and maybe even The Edge. I think doing that with you too. But first of all, just get in mind, please, I'd rather have a Guinness with Bono. I'm not a big weed fan at all anymore. I fell out of love with it, and so I wouldn't voluntarily ever do that. But the night that I actually did that was really one of the weirdest things, because I was a senior at Ohio University. I was actually the managing editor of the school paper on campus in Ohio, and we basically, when concerts came to town, you basically got to cover one when you're a senior, and write the review. And so that year, I forget what other bands were there, but we had three or four top editors. And so we were the ones who were going to get to cover these concerts. And I saw the Doobie Brothers were coming, and I said, that's my band. I really want to do that. And the concert was very uninspired. And afterwards, I was going to go back and say, man, you mailed it in tonight. But then you find yourself in a circle smoking pot with these guys. And I don't know, the journalism kind of goes out the window, which means I think you probably shouldn't smoke pot with the subjects that you're going to be writing about a couple hours later.
This but is... do you think you could have used dope rather than watch Ravens Browns?
Hey Ray, can I just tell you this? I texted Rich Eisen Sunday morning, and I said, basically, holy crap, did you get the short straw? You know, because he had Browns, Ravens, and the NFL Network, other announcers, Noah Eagle, had this unbelievable Minnesota-Indianapolis game. And then Kevin Kugler had the night game. And then Rich Eisen. And look, if you had given me my choice of the three, well, look, I would have taken Buffalo and Minnesota for sure. But that Cleveland game was kind of cool because it's Deshaun Watson against the co-leaders of the division, arch rivals, all that. So that probably was going to be fun, but that was one of the dog games of the year. And so I felt for Rich Eisen, but anyway.
Do you think he's in trouble?
At least I'm glad I didn't have to watch much of
it. Yeah. Do you think Eisen's in trouble as a result of that assignment?
Yes, yeah, I think he's going to get whacked tomorrow.
You know, if that happens, you are officially a warlock.
That's breaking news. I mean, we'll definitely get trending if that does happen. Peter, thank you very, very much as always. It was great to talk to you. Happy holidays. It is wonderful to have you as part of our family here. And let me tell you, this is going to be a hell of an ending for the 49ers, no matter how it ends.
It's really going to be fun. And listen, I'll wave to you because I'll be in Berkeley with my daughter and her family for Christmas. So I'll wave to you guys.
I mean, we could seriously run you over. We'd get you back on the Doobies if you want, is what I'm saying.
No, please don't. Please don't. I actually have to hold me down for that. I'm probably one of the few people in America who wouldn't take weed for free.
Well, whatever's left on your doorstep, you know, drop it over on Ray's. We'll take all of it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All
You're
right,
the
guys,
man.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.